Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:09 Tuesday morning, and this part of the Sarah and Vinny show is brought to you by hand soap. As we head into flu season, now more than ever, it's important to keep washing those hands at least 20 seconds. Hot water, clean hands keep the cooties away, among other things.
The cooties?
Yeah, I'm just reading what Nicole wrote. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember when you were little and cooties were a real thing? Come on.
Yes, I do remember that.
All right, Vinny, I have a question for you.
Please
tell me the name of the brain-eating amoeba.
Oh, Nigleria fowleri.
Oh, so good. You won the game.
All right, what'd I get?
A big hug next time I see you.
Oh.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day as I was in my garage. I looked up and saw the Captain Picard suit. In our Halloween stash, and I thought, you know, if I really want to get Sarah on my side, I got to put that thing back on. You really liked me in that.
I
actually
love you.
Feel like I got
me?
Nice attention from you, and, oh, and although I didn't appreciate the picture outside the bathroom, that's
I like
weird.
That. Well, it looked like you were on a starship, you know, the featureless hallway.
It looked like you were hanging out outside the men's room.
Well, I was, so I could make sure I could get a full body picture of you. I know how you are. You hate pictures. You're always running and hiding behind things. I wanted you to look like you were in the hallway of a starship.
Well, anyway, yeah, I found that costume and thought, oh, that's one way to...
Yeah, I was hot for you when you had that costume on. There is absolutely no question about that. I have had dreams about Jean-Luc Picard my entire adult life. I know. We've gotten at it a few times. And so seeing you in that did do disturbing things to me, Vincent. I'm over it now. Don't worry.
Well, I'm going to
see.
Let me see if I can get the power back. I'll try.
You might be able
to. I may have to pull that out.
That's actually a pretty good question. Will we do our Halloween broadcast in costume?
Yeah, I'll put that on.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done. I look like the guy, and yeah. I didn't even know I did until people started saying,
you can't wear
you
a
look
hat
like that
though
guy.
That day. I have a costume I'll wear.
Well,
too.
Look, I wear the hat for the camera for, you know, because people have said, "Oh, your skull is too shiny." Okay, sorry. But I don't need a hat. I don't wear a hat. Luke. As soon as the show's over, I put the hat over on the desk and I'm done with hats for the day.
Jean-Luc would not be wearing a hat.
Right. No
such
problem.
Such as that. Yeah.
Easy.
I need the whole picture. And actually, if you could have a wider shot too, like I'd like to see more of you.
Oh, okay. Well, I can aim it down a little.
Or maybe you could stand and just, you know,
okay.
say engage a lot. Number one.
Right. Done.
That'd be great.
So easy.
Okay, I'll send you a whole list of the things all that right. I want to see. Oh, I'm getting excited about Halloween now, suddenly. That's weird. Anywho, it's time for Celebrity Trash. And yesterday I was telling you that BTS,
yeah,
they went
BTO.
Public. I was telling you that BTO went public and everyone went, who? And I went, oh, yeah, right, sorry, the Korean boy band BTS. That's who we were talking about. What does BTS stand for?
Oh, good question. Be back.
Oh, crunch.
Boys taking showers? Big... Tonka soys?
Beyond the scenes.
Beyond the scenes. Oh. Anyway. Okay.
I got some translation, I guess.
Bulletproof
right?
Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I got that one.
What is it?
Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
Where'd the T come from?
Bullet.
Oh, bullet.
I don't know. That's just what popped up.
All right. Well, whatever it means, it means they're all very rich. BTS.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it stands for Bangtan Soyondan, which means Bulletproof Boy Scouts in Korean.
So it's lost in translation. It doesn't matter. It's BTS.
As far as Americans are concerned, it's just BTS. Just leave it at that.
Got it.
Just enjoy the fun music of BTS. So they went public. And actually, their label is what went public. But each of them was granted 68,000 shares last month. Those shares are now worth $7.9 million apiece. So on top of everything that they've made from selling all their records and blah, 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 they each own a piece of this to the tune of about $7.9 million. Congratulations.
That's such a weird thing to happen because... I don't know how many guys are in the band, 5, 6,
seven.
Whatever.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I'm that guy that gets my shares and sees what my value is, I'm tempted to sell the hell out of that right then and there. And you wonder if other guys are like, no, I'll ride this and let's see what it builds to. They may become, 20, 30, 40 millionaires, or they may, what if it goes to zero and they're the ones that get caught holding paper that has no value?
Well, in a way, they're betting on themselves because the reason people bought the shares are they expect them to go up. They expect these guys to be around for a while and have more hits, right? So you're sort of betting on yourself. But I would sell half of that the second I got it.
Right.
Or whenever it's allowed.
Maybe you have to wait a certain amount of time, but whatever.
So the real winner yesterday, though, when they went public, is the CEO of Big Hit Records, Big Hit Entertainment. The guy's name is Bang Si-hyuk, and his amount of shares, it doesn't say how many, but he was already a very rich man, and this has put him over the billion mark, as we reported yesterday. The IPO made that dude a billionaire.
Good for him.
But $8 million each for BTS. So.
If I was him, I would immediately buy Pierce Brosnan's mansion in Malibu.
Mm. Why the hell not? Man, if I had $1 billion, I'd buy the Bill Graham estate. God, that place. It's only $27 million, which sounds like a bargain compared to the $100 million for the Malibu place. Oh, God, I love that house.
Did you show us the Bill Graham house? Is that recent?
It's been on forever. And actually, I want to say it sold a few years back, and then they've relisted it. I don't know if it's new, but at that price, I'm sure it goes on and off the market. It's so, it has a studio in it that I wouldn't change a thing about that house. I'm just like, here's your $27 million. I'm moving in. Freaking place is great. Anyway, rich musicians. Here's more of them. Pink Floyd are embarrassed by how...
I can hear John laughing. Do you hear him?
My John?
Yeah.
Oh, he would buy that house too. He loves
that
house.
No. The part where you said, I wouldn't change a thing about that house. I'd just move right in. Yeah. John's like, Oh, that's a good one. I love it. She actually thinks she would sit still and not change every single thing in that house.
I do think that. I do think it, but you're not wrong. I mean, I would at least change some paint colors, right? Oh, God, that place. It's a freaking dream. Oh. So, speaking of rich musicians... And I guess, Bill Graham was a promoter, not a musician. Or maybe he was a musician. I mean, he had a recording studio at his house, but maybe he had that there just so he could get studio fees from other rich musicians. Pink Floyd are embarrassed by how rich they are. And you don't sell 250 million albums. Back in the olden days when albums were a thing, without earning a few bucks, the drummer, Nick Mason, has admitted to feeling embarrassed by how much money he and the rest of the guys have banked. So congratulations to them. He says, our rock generation was more than blessed. I think we all get a little embarrassed about the wealth we have and how we use it. My carbon footprint is appalling. Well, you're a rich guy. You could change that. I won't, though. I'm too rich to change a damn thing. So congratulations, everybody in Pink Floyd and everybody in BTS.
Well, Pink Floyd, I mean, come on. They should be paid. Their art is above most.
Agreed. Like no one else. No one can come close. 1962, the year that Dr. No debuted in theaters with the official James Bond theme.
Oh.
So it's been, I don't know, what's that? What is that, 58 years?
Is that the ding 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 ding? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. There you go.
Yeah, James Bond. So there is now, and I think this is amazing, and a great idea, and I don't know why they... Maybe because this is the 25th James Bond film that's coming out. The Best of Bond, James Bond. Mm.
It's Bond, James Bond.
It's a compilation of every theme song from the iconic franchise. It looks like it is... they're doing a limited edition, three XXLP gold vinyl version featuring all 25 James Bond themes, including Billie Eilish's recent addition to this, on November 20th. So if you are a vinyl fan or music collector, musical collectibles, this might be something that you want. I think this would be an incredible Christmas present for someone who's a music fan or someone who's a Bond fan, or, you know, both. You love both.
Yep.
And, man, there's everyone from Tom Jones to Rita Coolidge, Duran Duran, Tina Turner, Garbage, Madonna, Chris Cornell, Jack White and Alicia Keys, Adele, Sam Smith, Billie Eilish. I mean, there are 25 artists.
Duran did a really good one. I think it's called A View to a Kill.
Yes.
That was a really good song.
Actually, Live and Let Die was a Bond song. Paul McCartney and Wings. Lulu, you remember, you know, To Sir with Love. She did The Man with the Golden Gun. Nancy Sinatra, You Only Live Twice. Nancy Sinatra's on here.
I don't remember a lot of those.
I know, me either. But if you've seen the movies, so you might recognize it if you heard mm-hmm. it. Carly Simon, Nobody Does It Better. I mean, there's just, everyone's on here. Oh, Sheena Easton for Your Eyes Only. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, all 25 James Bond themes collected on limited edition vinyl. And November 20th, it looks like.
Those last couple, I believe, were the Roger Moore 007s. Sheena Easton and Carly Simon.
Oh. Is Roger Moore good? Which one?
Roger Moore was okay. I mean, that's how I was introduced to James Bond. It was only later that I kind of started to go, that guy doesn't look like he could fight very well. I don't think he's going to beat anybody up.
Anyway, all 25 of them, Vin. Maybe you could have like a Bond party, you know?
Here, we'll listen to all these records, then we'll watch one of the, we'll draw one name out of a hat and watch that movie.
Who am I going to have a party with? My two-year-old? Come on. Trapped in here with little kids.
It's a way to trick them into watching something you want to watch. So, the song WAP.
Yeah.
W-A-P.
In a good way.
So, I've only, up until yesterday, I'd only heard the edited version that Bryn plays me. I've mm-hmm. seen the video with the edited version. I had never sat and listened to the lyrics until I watched the Disney version of this. Now look, this is not a sanctioned Disney song. This is someone who took scenes from Disney movies. Like, I can't even, I mean, if I describe that, every single one of them looks dirty and you realize, oh boy, this is, I guess if you looked at it this way, that
it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. We're not going to hook it up to the Sarah Vinnie Facebook page. The further you watch it, the filthier it gets. So it's just scenes from Disney movies, and yet the way that they've strung them together, these princesses are taking it every which way.
All my God.
Characters,
what did you just say?
It's just there.
Sheesh. Wow.
You know, I don't even want to say what happens to Mulan. I mean, that's bad. I mean, the whole thing. But they are actual scenes from actual Disney movies, and they've been strung together and out of context in a way that makes it horror. And I will say, I didn't realize that I thought, you know, I guess I'm a big one for metaphor. You know, you say something and it, I mean, there is the Big Mac truck and the tiny garage metaphor that is in the song, which is said in an angry voice. And I thought, well, how could it get worse than that? And that's where it stops. Everything else is spelled out in the exact words that you would need to understand it. It's, oh my God. I broke a sweat listening to it. Like, oh my God. Oh,
wow.
The children these days. How will they ever survive?
Well, you're a dirty talker like too. So
I am.
If it worked on you, then there's something going on there.
Yeah, that song is filthy. Cardi B is already selling WAP raincoats and umbrellas. Hilarious. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. She filed trademarks to slap WAP on just about any product you can think of. Clothing, headwear, footwear, athletic bags, purses, jewelry, stickers, posters, alcoholic beverages, sports drinks, soft drinks, fruit juices, mineral water, and more. Not that she'll actually do this, but basically it keeps anybody else from doing it, so all her options are protected, and maybe we'll get, oh, look, I'm drinking WAP water. That's some funky stuff. Anyway, Wow.
I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my
throat.
Throat. Yeah.
What? And then did she just
a
say?
Little dangly thing in the back of your throat? Yeah, she's yeah, you know.
She's saying.
Well, what am I supposed to do to it?
Touch it.
Yeah, just touch it.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not that. Yeah.
And then of course there's a cartoon of a Disney character going ah, and you can see the dangly thing going.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Anywho, there's that. That's I'm sweating just thinking about it. 21 Savage is finally releasing his highly anticipated album Savage Mode 2 this week. There was a petition started last week, about 15,000 people signed, like, hello, put this out already. And with 5 days notice, he announced yesterday that we're getting it Friday. And he even released a trailer for the album. And who do you get to voice your trailer? Morgan Freeman.
I was, okay, I was right there. I'm like, is that where we're going here?
Yes, that's where we're
going.
Happy Monday. It's Thursday. Here we go. Here's a little bit.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, just his
voice. Savage is defined as fierce, beastly, and untamed. Mode is defined as a way of operating or using a system. So to be in savage mode is to go hard, not allowing anything to stop or deter you from your mission. Basically, this means when someone is in savage mode, they are not to be with.
And it's shots of them in the studio and walking the halls. It's Savage Mode 2, and it's on the way. So if you are a huge 21 Savage fan, congratulations, it's coming out. And finally, because Vinny, this could say Vinny arrested for driving more than 150 miles per hour. If you had a Ferrari, maybe this is how you get caught. Lil Yachty. Reckless driving charges. Caught driving more than 150 miles per hour on an Atlanta interstate last week. This is, by the way, close to where he crashed another one of his Ferraris on the same interstate. Sustained minor injuries. He did not learn from that. And he's been pulled over in his white Ferrari. This was a week or so ago. Maybe like 2 weeks ago. He was arrested, charged with reckless driving and speeding in excess of maximum limits, and booked at the Atlanta City Jail. He's out now. Don't worry.
Oh, I went to jail in Georgia. Remember that?
Maybe you were at this exact jail.
I doubt it.
All right, what's coming up, Vin?
Okay, I got a bunch of stuff. Let me see here. People, for some reason, don't like the backs of their hands, which...
Really?
I've told my kids, your hands are the best tools you've got and are going to get. Take care of them. So I don't know what you're tripping
don't
on.
Don't stick them in a garbage disposal, for God's sake.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.